Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, October 11th. I'm Mark Daniels. Week number 6 in the NFL as the Packers heading to Baltimore to take on the reigning Super Bowl champion Ravens, who are 3-2, Pack 2-2 going in. But head coach Mike McCarthy says while the Ravens are still good, they just don't look quite the same without Ray Lewis and Ed Reed.
Well, they've had a great defense for decades in Baltimore, and it's definitely different than last year. You know, you watch them in the off-season study that we did, obviously the personnel change that they've had is drastic, and I think you've seen that each week, and that's why I stated earlier, I thought they played very well against Miami, particularly on defense. This is going to be a big challenge for us.
Yeah, they still have Terrell Suggs at outside linebacker. He already has 7 sacks on the season, and he'll try and get a few more against Mr. Rodgers in his neighborhood.
He's a champion. You know what I mean? He's definitely he one of the best quarterbacks in this league. You know, he's a Drew Brees type of quarterback. So, you know, we definitely... We got a game ahead of us.
Packers and Ravens kick it off at noon Sunday at M&T Bank Stadium. The NFL weekend kicked off Thursday night at Soldier Field in Chicago, where the Bears beat the New York Giants 27-21. Jay Cutler throwing a couple of touchdown passes, both to Brandon Marshall. And Cutler said on a short week, we kept it simple.
Thursday game, you're going to see more base defenses. You're going to have more base offense. You kind of try to stick to stuff that you feel comfortable with and things that you feel good about. And that's what we did today. And with the way our offensive line's playing and the guys we have outside, I think we had more than enough tonight.
And they got some more from their defense. In fact, Tim Jennings opened the scoring with a 48-yard interception return for a touchdown of Eli Manning. It was Manning's second interception in his first 5 attempts of the game, and he would throw one more to Jennings under the 2-minute warning as they were trying to drive for the lead. Eli now has thrown 15 interceptions this season on an 0-6 start for his G-men.
It's frustrating not winning, and it's frustrating not you know, feel like I'm not doing my part to give this team some wins and some chances. And so, you know, that's a frustrating part. I feel like our guys are fighting hard you know, guys are doing their parts, and you know, I need to start doing mine.
Bears improved to 4-2 with the victory and take the lead in the NFC North. In college football, 8th-ranked Louisville beat once-beaten Rutgers on the road 24-10 to stay undefeated. The Wisconsin Badgers get a visit from 18th-ranked Northwestern Saturday afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. Badgers coach Gary Anderson has certainly taken note. The Wildcat defense has 14 takeaways in 5 games.
A lot of people will sit back and say, you know, they are lucky with some opportunities. I disagree wholeheartedly. I think they're prepared. They take advantage of opportunity when the ball's on the ground or when it's in the air that's very important to them. They're making plays, and again, they're well coached and schooled up on doing that, and it's important to them.
That's a 2:30 kickoff Saturday afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The St. Norbert Green Knights take on Cornell in the Midwest Conference, looking to stay perfect in conference play. That one kicks off at 1 o'clock at Schneider Stadium in De Pere. To the baseball playoffs, the Final Four is set. The Detroit Tigers in Oakland beat the A's in Game 5 of the American League Division Series 3-0. Miguel Cabrera with the 2-run home run in the 4th. More than enough for Justin Verlander, who had a perfect game through 5. He had a no-hitter until 2 outs in the 7th and wound up pitching 8 innings, giving up just 2 hits and 10 strikeouts to get the win for the second year in a row. He started a shutout victory in the clincher against the A's, but he says he didn't do it alone.
To have everybody support me, and obviously, you know, it's not just me. Miguel hit a big home run for us. That was a turning point in the game, and, you know, great defense behind me. But, you know, for those guys to do what they did for me, that was it means a lot.
A's now 0-6 in Game 5s in the Division Series, having been eliminated 2 years in a row by the Tigers. Jed Lowry on a disappointing finish.
I think we accomplished a lot. We won the AL West again. I think the season ended a little shorter than we would have liked it. But, you know, I thought we fought day in and day out and put together a really nice season.
It's the Tigers heading into the league championship series for the 3rd year in a row. They will open in Boston on Saturday. The NLCS gets going on Friday night at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. The Cardinals send Joe Kelly to the mound against the Los Angeles Dodgers and Zach Greinke. Milwaukee Brewers making some news, naming Darnell Coles as their new manager of their AAA Nashville Farm Club. On the NHL scoreboard, Colorado shut out Boston 2-0. Jean-Sebastien Giguère with 39 saves. Columbus, a 4-1 winner over Buffalo, scoring three in the first period. Carolina gets by Washington 3-2. Phoenix, a 4-2 win at Detroit over the Red Wings. The Tampa Bay Lightning beat the Florida Panthers 7-2. Steven Stamkos with a hat trick in his home opener with the Lightning.
Well, it feels great. I mean, anytime you help your team win, especially in a game like this, home opener, it feels great. I mean, there really is no better feeling than producing and helping your team win, especially in front of our fans on a night like this.
Toronto shuts out Nashville 4-0. Minnesota gets by Winnipeg 2-1. Montreal a 4-1 winner over Edmonton. San Jose gets to 4-0 by beating Vancouver 4-1. And the Anaheim Ducks routed the New York Rangers 6-0. Basketball, Milwaukee Bucks dropped their second straight preseason game, this time 98-89 to the Minnesota Timberwolves in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Bucks on the sloppy side with 23 turnovers. John Henson led with 16 points. The Minnesota Lynx, your WNBA champions, beat the Atlanta Dream 86-77 to complete a 3-0 sweep in the finals. Second title in 3 years. Maya Moore leading the way with 23 points. And Jeff Gordon will start on the pole for the Bank of America 500 at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. Six races left in the chase for the championship. Matt Kenseth continues to lead Jimmy Johnson by 3 points. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.